Hello, Dog Days listeners. It's Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 28 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, nearing the end, and I'm at Dragon Con. It is Thursday afternoon. We are in a quiet time, so to speak. We did badge pickup this morning. Actually, I slept till 8. I'm kind of embarrassed, and I'm not blaming jet lag. I'm blaming that we were up late last night, and my body said, you want 8 hours of sleep, so you're going to get it. I expected to wake up a little earlier. Maybe it'll happen tonight. I don't know. I got karaoke till late tonight. We'll find out. But got up, grabbed some breakfast at the hotel, and then went to the badge pickup. Line wasn't too bad. Moved fairly quickly. It looked like it was growing quickly. Once we got into the building, you know, you do the cattle corral. They only let people into the building in stages so that not a long line through the parking lot. There's kind of a gap or a guard where somebody's standing at the edge of the parking lot. So the line wraps down the sidewalk, and then they say, okay, I'm going to let about 50 people in. They let them in, and then they go through the little cattle corrals inside. And we picked up our badges. Probably start to finish from the time we arrived on the corner by the hotel was 45 minutes. It wasn't lickety-split, but it also wasn't hours and hours like it has been in the past sometimes. And it wasn't stifling hot. It was very pleasant this morning. Still is. It is pretty pleasant. Mostly overcast skies. Temperatures in the 70s. Still a slight chance of rain Saturday, Sunday. We'll see what happens to that. But we got done with that. We walked over to the Hilton and walked the rooms in the basement. A lot of setup being done. All that was really there was chairs. Galleria 6, where the digital media track room number 1 of 2 is, had microphones on the table, and the mixer was ready to go. So it looked like it was set up for people. And the first event they had was at 5 p.m. tonight. So maybe we'll head over there for that. And then went over to Galleria 7 next door to see the karaoke room. The only event there is karaoke at 10, which to me says I get to start whenever I want and people will show up. That's what I'm going to do. So whenever the opportunity strikes, we'll get over there as long as it's before 10. And a lot of friends have been saying, oh, I'll see you at karaoke. So looking forward to seeing them tonight. We went over to the Trek track. It's an empty room with chairs and a stage. There were no decorations. That usually happens, you know, now, like Thursday afternoon. So we'll have to go take another look. Those are always impressive. Some returning things, some new things. Joe does a great job with that room. So the venues are ready to go. We're looking forward to that. After Craig and I just kind of wandered around, went to Gibney's, and when they opened at 11, we took the first seat and sat there for another hour and a half, 2 hours, ordered some drinks. Amy joined us. Thank you, Amy. And Amy Bowen, I'm sorry, for those who may know more than one Amy, which I now do because I met Amy yesterday, another Amy, the one that is now a friend in the Dragon Con app. I had a pizza. Craig and Amy had chicken fingers. We were chit-chatting. Amy had to go around noon, just after noon, because she was doing the newbie tours again. That's wonderful. Thank you for that. Saw a few of those tours going around while we were walking here and there. We then Charlotte and Ken said they were going to show up. So they showed up, grabbed salad, grabbed a drink, chit-chat. And by now the place is filled. It is packed because we'd been there at least an hour and everybody wants their lunch. And it was getting really noisy. I was having a hard time hearing. Trying to grab the bits of the conversation that I could. After Ken and Charlotte left, Craig and I finished our drink and walked out. We had NA because I'm a little dehydrated right now and did not want to start drinking at 11 in the morning. So we had an NA Michelob Ultra, I think it was. It wasn't bad. Washed down pizza good. Just didn't walk out of there with floaty head and now headache head. So you got to be careful with some of those beers. I don't know what it is. Dos Equis just... I can have one Dos Equis, and about 3 hours later, I'll have a headache. And, you know, if I do that with a Modelo, no problem. So I don't know if it's phosphates or sulfur or something. Something's in some beers that just hits me wrong. So I'm starting to make this list of stay-away beers. We walked out, and as we're walking back, Craig says, hey, let's go take a nap. It's now about 1-ish. We're walking back, and right on the corner by the Marriott and Hyatt, we see this guy turn right in front of us. He's going up the stairs to the food court, I think. And Craig just bursts out. He goes, "Abe!" The only Abe I know is this guy from the Star Trek cruise who you see either on deck or right outside the Windjammer restaurant, who just does like his morning dance routine in place. He's got a Bluetooth speaker going and he's dancing. Abe, the dancing guy, he's always dancing. And we've seen him every year. And this was Abe. He turned and goes, "Hey." And we said, "Chuck, Craig from the Star Trek cruise." And we chit-chatted for about 10 minutes. How many Dragon Cons you been to? Where are you staying? All this kind of stuff. Nice guy. Really nice guy. I think that's the most we talked to him other than, you know, "Morning, Abe." And he claps and smiles and waves and keeps dancing. But he was not dancing. This is the first time I saw him sort of out of his element. So kudos to Craig for spotting him. So we chit-chatted with that, and then we came back to the Embassy Suites. Again, nice day, beautiful day for a walk in the park, and took a snooze for almost 2 hours. The Meshtastics are working great. There was a lot of chatter going on this morning on the main feed, I'll call it. It's called Fast Mode, Fast Person. I can't remember what it's called. But there were periods where my app would just stop receiving. I don't know if I wasn't receiving or nobody was talking. But an hour with this many notes, there's like 90 people online. They should be chatting up a storm, but we're not seeing it. And, you know, that's fine. We don't need everybody's conversation in there. We did set up a couple of private channels, and nobody's really subscribed to them other than me and Craig, but it's nice to have a sidebar where you can send a test message without looking foolish. So that's our day so far. I'll have more about karaoke on the next episode. Today's song is from Star Trek Mom, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rain came down in the hollow, and playing a new game, and laughing and a running, hey hey, a skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping. You, my brown eyed girl. Brown-eyed girl, whatever happened? Tuesdays are so slow, going down the old mine with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and a sliding all along the waterfall with you. My brown-eyed girl, you my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing
sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-ti-da,
just like that?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-ti-da,
a la-ti-da. Find my way now that I'm on my own. I saw you just the other day. My, how you have grown. You cast my memory back that love. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when We used to sing
sha la 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 sha la 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 sha la 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 sha la 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 la.
Thank you once again, Star Trek Mom. I am going to take a well-needed shower and shave and try to get a little more hydrated before we mosey on back into the throng. We might have a couple more things to do around here, like sign and mail the postcards would be nice, and who knows what else. But for now, take care, stay safe, love you. Bye.